This is Shaka Fatah, United States Congressman from Philadelphia. And on behalf of the Congressional Black Caucus, I want to bring to you a very, very important issue. 50 years ago, lawyers on behalf of the NAACP and others brought a case before the United States Supreme Court. They argued that young people everywhere in our country deserve, no matter their race, an equal opportunity to learn. Well, 50 years later, even though much progress has been made, the reality is that in our public schools, throughout our country today, that if we're looking for qualified teachers, updated textbooks, if we're looking for the latest technology and library access counselors, we know that young people who are African American, who are Latino, who are in poor communities, both in urban and rural areas, still don't have the same access as other young people throughout our 50 states to a quality public education. If we want to see excellence in public education, it exists. Normally in our wealthier suburbs, when schools are well-funded and have adequate teaching staff, we need to, again, today, look at these last 50 years, but not just be admiring of the Brown decision. We need to bring this ideal to life. And there are many people acting on their own in communities all across the country. People, parents and students and teachers and community activists in New York brought a lawsuit in which the court there has now ruled that the way the state funds the schools in New York State has to be corrected. In Pennsylvania, there's action in our state legislature with our governor of fighting to more equitably finance our schools. In Arkansas, there is a process underway which over the next 4 weeks will lead to a new financing formula for schools in Arkansas. It is important to understand that when we see these rulings, like the one in Kansas last week, in which the court ruled that schools there are unconstitutionally funded in a way in which poor children get the least of everything that we know that they need, that it's high time. In fact, 50 years we've been waiting to bring Brown to life. Now we have that opportunity. Now we need the federal government to step in. We've authored a bill which is the Congressional Black Caucus's number one legislative priority, H.R. 236, the Student Bill of Rights. It would require every state to assess what is being provided in each and every school district to make sure that where there are discrepancies and disparities in which poor children are not getting what they need, that that be corrected. The Congressional Black Caucus invites you to contact your member of Congress. Let them know of your support for the Student Bill of Rights. If you want more information, go to our website. You can learn more about it. That's www.house.gov, Fatah, F-A-T-T-A-H. You can learn about the Student Bill of Rights. Call your congressman. Ask them to join us as we go forward. Let the Congress act anew to guarantee young people all across this country a quality public education. This is Shaka Fatah.